This is Inside Agriculture on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Rita Frazier. Kevin Simlow, Executive Director, Governmental Affairs and Commodities, Illinois Farm Bureau, talked with us about headlines this week that include USDA actions to protect livestock health from H5N1 bird flu in dairy cattle.
They're going to require that prior to any interstate movement, that those cattle need to be tested. That means before you can move, and that's why they have identified that's how most of this, they believe, this has moved from state to state so far. It's not through birds themselves, but it's through the cattle that have been infected at the point of source and then moved to other states. So they're going to require that. Of course, there's concerns with that. Who's going to do that testing? You got to have a state-approved lab or one that's approved through the National Animal Health Laboratory Network, and there are very few of those. And so there are already a lot of those in many states are overworked. And so there's a lot of question of how and the timeliness of that and how you're going to do all of that. So there's some procedures that are supposed to come out on the details of all that here in the next few days from APHIS to USDA. And so we'll keep an eye on those and make sure that anyone transporting dairy cattle follow those procedures so that this doesn't spread.
It was refreshing to hear you say that Farm Bureau representatives have been meeting on a national basis about this issue.
Oh, absolutely. This has been one of those hot topic issues, as we all know. Keeping the milk supply safe, which it is. Pasteurized milk that goes through this has been shown that the avian flu is not passed through that process, but you don't want the cattle being impacted because it does have a financial impact on the cattle itself. With the avian flu, it doesn't look like there's the mortality in the cattle, but it does shut down their milk production. And we all know that if a cow's not making milk, that's kind of the whole purpose of it. So that kind of causes some problems.
Kevin Simlow, Illinois Farm Bureau. That's a look inside agriculture.